Let's go to some misconnections, dude. Let's do it. We got some good ones today. Thought we'd go check some in Brooklyn. Turned out they weren't all that great in Brooklyn. Go figure. People in Brooklyn are getting a good head on their shoulders. On their shoulders? Here we go. Here's one. Scuba guy. Well, this one has a fucking... Already seems like it might be a good one. Scuba guy. We chatted. Gear revealed we were both bi males. And, I mean... Okay. We chatted gear, revealed we were both bi males, and seemed to have some extra connect talking about the suits and gear. Love this idea and would love to explore it further and like to hear from others into? Just into? Okay. Do not contact me on social media. Is this a fucking code? Or is this guy actually talking about scuba gear? This guy talking about BDSM? No, because you can say BDSM. This guy just talking about scuba gear? Scuba guy. What other fucking scuba guy is going to be on the... Well, you know what? It's misconnections, dude. That's amazing to be talking about scuba gear with somebody at like a sport chalet and be like, hey, just so you know, also, I fuck guys and girls. Oh, you don't? And then the other guy's, you don't say. With flippers on. I'm just testing these out. Oh, you fuck guys and girls? You don't say. Flop, 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 flop. Let me go look at the fucking mouthpieces. I need oxygen. This is amazing, dude. That's actually pretty amazing. Good job, dude. I hope you guys link up and just go do some underwater fellatio. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one. This is the fucking title of this one. I would just like to have it stretched. Oh, immediate disgustingness. Just stretched, dude. And stretched is in capital letters. Hey, guy, we got it. Here we go. And this is the body of the fucking thing. Just in the mood to try something different. What? Aren't you kind of just basically talking about sex, though? What do you mean different? What do you want up there? Also, are you a guy or a girl? Because that changes things completely. What if some fucking horny guy just like, oh, hell yeah, dude, I'm going to respond to this chick. And then it's just some fucking dude. He was like, oh, dude, I was talking about my asshole. Oh, so you want to stretch it or not? Flop, flop away in scuba gear. All these scuba guys. Hold on. Here's another one. These are good. Here we go. These are good ones. Here's a good one. Looking for a woman to play some baseball with. Okay. Oh, dude, I really hope this is an innuendo. This guy took the most boring sport and made it an innuendo. If he did. Hello, I have a bat and two balls. Yup. Immediate innuendo. Hello, I have... Oh, dude, the fact that he said hello. You know? So proper. Hello, ma'am. Hello, I have a bat and two balls. It would be awesome if you have a catcher's mitt, a fielder glove, or a field to play in. You know? Just why the... Why not just catcher's mitt? Oh, fielder's glove? Would that be the butthole or a field to play in? And that's just the whole body? Your body is a wonderland. We should get together once a week on a Saturday to play catch. I mean, so specific. Is this guy, like, if you're married, that is cool. So am I. Let's talk. Made it about the other person when in actuality, you're the demon. Dude, don't even worry about it. If you're married, I'm married. Don't worry about it. We're both bad. We're awful people, not just me. Dude, this is so specific, dude. It's actually so specific you stop thinking about sex and start thinking about like, oh man, I would love to actually play baseball. Dude, hello, I have a bat and two balls. Would be awesome. By the way, here's the number one word that's not sexy when you're having sex or in a flirtation, in the flirt game, you know? And it's this word, awesome. I used to date this chick and she said that one time she was having sex with a guy and he was having sex with her and he was on top and he said, oh, this is awesome. And she said, well, that was the last time I ever had sex with him. Imagine having sex with a girl and you're just like, oh, awesome. Just while drooling. Oh, awesome. Oops. Awesome. I'm going to bust. Awesome. Hello, I have a bat and two balls. It'd be awesome if you have a catcher's mitt, a fielder glove. Fielder glove. Wow, this guy's so Russian for sure. Here's another one. Hold on. Half cheese, half okay, wow, wow. Hold on, I got to click on this one. Half cheese, half pepperoni, in parentheses, Astoria. You were ordering pizza outside on your cell phone on 37th Street. You had white pants and were very beautiful. The two things that he recognizes, you know? Dude, he had white pants and very... Dude, two things about this chick, man. Let me tell you why she's my dream girl. White pants and very beautiful. I look back, I think you noticed... with a question mark. If so, get in touch. I'll be there faster than a pizza. Sneedy. Not going to work out, you know? I got to tell you one thing, dude. White pants and beautiful. This chick could have any dude she wants. You think she's going to hit you up? White pants and beautiful? No. Here's another one. Jogging, West End PCB. Heading out for a run. Hope to meet the guy I met a couple... This guy, wow, this guy procrastinates his fucking post. Dude, at least give the guy a day. No, heading out for a run. Hope to see the guy I met a couple months ago. This just seems like a diary. I was running in Camp Helen State Park and he passed a couple... Why are you not saying you? This guy doesn't get the lingo. Helen State Park, and he passed a couple of times and noticed my bulge and finally stopped to chat. I'll be running about 4 this afternoon. See you there. Now it's see you. I got a hang of it by the end of it. I'll be running about 4 this afternoon. See you then. What is up with these guys? They're always like, you noticed my bulge. We commented on each other's bulges. We met each other in the scuba gear, and I was noticing your bulge in your wetsuit. Saw under your waistline was bulging out. Hey, my favorite mafia member is Whitey Bulger. How about yours? Just so fucking crass. Just say cock. I know it's not allowed, but way less crass to say cock than, hey, you noticed my bulge while I was jogging. Do you have a bat and two balls? I have a fielder's glove. Dude, here's another one. Lulu's on Saturday. I'll just tell you right now, this one's not going to work out. You're not going to meet the person. In Lulu's, dude, in parentheses, Destin. You stood at my chair at the outdoor bar. Wow, the fucking English in this. Get a fucking lesson. You stood at my chair at the outdoor bar and kept calling for Jake to get you a drink. Dude. Some chick is trying to, Jake, and this guy's just fucking leering. Said you are a nurse at Sacred Heart and a real estate agent. I was hoping you wanted to hook up with me on my big chub bulge I had for you. Dude. Wow. Chub bulge. Not even just a regular bulge. This shit was chubby. Just seeping out of his pants. Sorry, but fucking, I was hoping you wanted to hook up with me and my big seeping chub bulge I had for you. Well, can we call this episode Seeping Chub Bulge? These guys are insane. Seeping Chub Bulge. Unreal, man. I was hoping you wanted to hook up with me and my... Dude, it's nice enough, you know? This guy's so... Lulu's on Saturday, Destin... I thought this was Lululemon. It's not. I got it mixed up. It's a bar. You stood... Let me tell you where this fucking... This. Look at my hand motion where this goes downhill, okay? Going fine, dude. This is just ground level. Do you know what I mean? Just ground level, just chilling, coasting. You know what I mean? Doing a real gangster drive. Like, not even a fucking fast... Just... coasting. The guy said it's Saturday. You stood at my chair. So he's just coasting along. You stood at my chair. You know, it's a little bumpy in the beginning because of the way he's structuring the sentence. You stood at my chair at the outdoor bar and kept calling for Jake. Whoops, little bump, to get you a drink. Said you are a nurse at Sacred Heart and a real estate agent. All good. Just gangster. Just a real gangster drive. I was hoping you wanted to hook up with me and my big chub bulge I had for you. Dude, immediately downhill. Dude, nice enough, and then went into chub bulge city, dude. Seeping chub bulge city. Just took a fucking, like one of those, also one of those windy San Francisco roads too, not just down. Seeping chub bulge city, dude. Unreal, man. Unreal, the way these pervs fucking come out of the just bushes. Just seems like it's nice enough. The guy, this is him. You stood at my chair at the outdoor bar and kept calling for Jake to get you a drink. Said you are a nurse at Sacred Heart and a real estate agent. I was hoping you wanted to hook up with me and my big chub bulge I had for you. That was him opening the bush. Unbelievable, man. Wow. We did it. We did it.